Parshas Tzav is a sort of presents itself as a hashlama, really, to Vayikra. You have the beginning of the Korbanis, basically. The beginning of the Akrabah, the Korbanis, are all in Vayikra. And this speaks over here about, specifically about the Haktar of the Korbanis. And more or less, it lists all the Korbanis and the Haktarah, as if the Haktarah itself is a chelak avoida. Kilu, it's two avoidas. There's the ikar avoida in a carbon is the ritzui dam. That's ma'akib, that's where the kavanis are, and that's the first parasha. Haktarah is not ma'akib so much. It's a ma'akib, really. If the bus is nevar or whatever it is, there's no. If you weren't makted, you still use the carbon. But the whole parasha itself tells me there's a kloliistic avoda of here oil al moikta kolay la rabayke veshnas beach tukat boy. It cuts across all the different types of carbonis. Keilu, there's a remarkable difference in terms of Vayikra has each carbon listed separately. There's no. It doesn't talk about zrika, you know, hilchas zrika, how it's nagia teaching every carbon, or hilchas shchita, or whatever it is. It's each carbon is its own package. Each carbon has its own dinim, and it goes by korbanos. The parashas itself talks about haktara, and across the board, it also deals with the end of each carbon, but it starts by being marked in the concept of Haktorah and a special avoid of Haktorah. And then, you know, Zayis Teres, Elo Shlom, and so on and so forth. So there seems to be a common, as opposed to the Zrika and the beginning of the Karbanis, which is very unique, very individual to each carbon. Each carbon has its own halach. Haktorah is some sort of tzad hashava to all of them. As a matter of fact, the Haktorah has an avoda that's specific to Haktorah as opposed to the other nyanim, and that's Trumas HaDeshen. You have the Deshen that's left over, and the Trumas HaDeshen that is sort of cuts across the Haktorah of all Korbanis. That's the chiluk, so to speak, between Avodas Haktorah to other avodas. But the introduction of Avodas of Haktorah is Oila. Tzav Asar Zon Lema Zeis Teres Ha Oila He Ha Oila Al Moikta Al Mizbeach Ha Laila Boike. So even though we're talking about Trumas HaDeshen, has nothing to do in particular with Oila. This is the carbon. Oila is a carbon of that Kuloi for the Mizbeach. So that's sort of, I guess, is specific to Oila. But it's interesting that it's talking about Korban Oila specifically. So if we're to learn it up properly, we would say the following, that because Korban Oila is a Korban that's Kuloi to the Eish HaMizbeach, so the Dinei HaKatara would be Miyuchat in Inyan that Oila itself would be miyuchatu. That would probably be the appropriate way to learn it. That it's something about carbon oila and its inyan that is most appropriate to encapsulate the inyanim of the Haktara. So we need to look a little bit into the inyan of oila. There's a few nekudas that leave us a little bit puzzled. First of all, bechlal. Carbon oila does have a ritzu associated with it. A chattas and an asham, a chiyuvim. You have to bring a chattas where appropriate, you have to bring an asham where appropriate. A carbon oila has an avera that's associated with, but there's no chiyuv. We find a very strange inya. It's associated with two things. One of them is an essay. So even though an essay does not need a carbon for kapara, but it's miratze. So we find a strange hybrid. Shlomim is when a person does good things and wonderful things, and the person wants to be karm shlomim to be even closer to Shpro. Okay, that's certain nidav, and that makes a lot of sense. Chat is not shmachoy because you're navera. Oila is not. It has an association with shortcomings, but whereas a shlomim ki'ilu wants to move it further, Oila wants to take care of things, but it takes care of essays that you didn't do. So, manafshach, I mean, it's taught to be oimid, the das Torah. Why is it that a chat is a shlomim, you must bring a carbon, and oil is voluntary? If it's wrong, it's wrong. If it needs a kapara, if it could use a kapara, if it has a kapara, so bring the kapara. Here it's meratzen, it's a mashal. Chazal give us, like, somebody sending a dairin to be meratzen. It needs something, it needs a hezva. Why is it over here that it has a very strange type of a strange type of iskashus, that it's kind of it comes to be meratz on something, tell something you did wrong, and yet the Torah didn't make it a chiyuv. So one inyan that Oilos associated with essay. There's another inyan. Gufa, it's a chazal, it's a medrash rabbi in Parsha Zayin Perek Gimel right over here. Gufa, Amar Pshim Ben Choyi, La Oilom Ein Ha Oila Bo Ela Al Hir Aleif. That oila is a carbon that comes on Hir Aleif. Omer Ablevi Mikra Molehu Veha'oila Ruchachem Hoya Loisia Ashatem Oimrim. So it says in the pasuk Veha'oila Ruchachem. You think, you imagine that such and such is going to be Hoya Loisia. It's not going to be Ashatem Oimrim Vechulu. And then he brings also a raya from Banof Shal Iov, that it says that they used to bring a carbon. Ki ama Iov ulai chotu bonai ubirchu elikim belavavam hadoi mein oila bol hir aleiv. It says by Iov that they would bring oilas over there. And it says the reason was because maybe birchu elikim belavavam. Maybe they were over. They had hirhurim and kfirah that is not. That wasn't right. So al kopanim, the Chazal over here say, let's quote quite a few places, that oila comes on hir aleiv. It's mechapal hir aleiv. So we need to understand if oila is mechapal hir aleiv, and we'll see in a second, Rishonim also talk about it. What exactly is the tikkun for hir aleiv? We understand hir aleiv pashtus means thoughts that you thought of something. Something occurred to you, something welled up in your mind, like oila ruchachem. That the thought that occurred to you. I would say the word oila ruchachem, it sort of implies not sheyashavtem v'machsh. In the lashon of the psukim, bedarach kol a mezima is a plot. So when a person sits down and consciously makes all sorts of plots, that's called a mezima, that's probably a machshava. Here is something which is oila liboy. It's sort of, hey, that would be a nice idea, that would be good, and so on. So it's a little bit hard to understand exactly what's the thinking. They just sort of float into your head. It's nobody's fault, it sort of came in and that's that. But an oila is a kapar on that. It says it in a few places, this inyan over here, in different oifanim. The Zohar Kodesh says that the Zohar Sperus oila ha'oila do machshava ra, it's a machshava ra, the yisal kal re'usir bar nash, that occurs or floats up on a person's ruts and lastor leim orchadik shoit, to turn him away from the derech hayasha. He ha'oila he the salk of astayle by nash boil ukti benura begin lasev duch lastor. So you burn it in the fire in order that it should not have a mahalach to go off. There's a ramak, and I guess it comes off the Zohar who's quoted in the Shalach Kodesh and other places, that he says a etzah niflah for a person who has a problem with machshava saras is to say the pasuk eish tamid tukan mizbeach lo sichbe. And that pasuk is a, so it's obviously coming from that sheirish that a person is can combat machshava saras. This parasha of oila and specifically the nekuda of the eish tamid coming from a neira, that's all from this parasha. It's kilu, that's the sheirish of a tikkun of machshavas, hurim, so on. The it's interesting that Barbanel says over here, the rimze ha'inyan, the Barbanel says that since the nighttime is the time of machshavas, zaris and ros that a person has, there's a remez here that the Eish Tomei Tukav Zbeach takes care of the machshavas. It's specifically designated for Laila. It's Kulam Nivu Nesignan Echad. It's one inyan. Two other places that I'd want to focus on this inyan of a machshava ra and so on. And again, bearing in mind that lechura machshava ra is something that a person is not in control of, really. It's things that float into a person's head and so on. So, finding some sort of tikkun fit or understanding of how to deal with it, it's going to be interesting. The Rambam says, the Rambam is in the end of Hilchos Me'ilah, the Rambam says, he speaks about choik, and he speaks about the vulnerability of Klal Yisrael with chukim. That since chukim is something which people are embarrassed, the Umas Oilam come and tell us they're not relevant, they're not good, what's the point of it, they're silly, and so on and so forth. So a person needs to make some sort of he needs to find a way to combat it. Amru chachamim, chukim chakti lecha ve'en lecha rishus lahar behen. Ve'yitzor shal odom leikvi behen. Ve'umas ha'olam yishivin aleihem. Kigoin isa b'sar chazir, b'sar b'cholav, v'agla ruf, and so on. All the famous chukim. And now he says, ve'kama ho'ya dovid ha'melech mitztayer min ha'minim min ha'akum she'm yishivin ala chukim. It bothered him a lot. It bothered him when the Goyim came and they said, it's silly, it's stupid, it makes no sense, what are you doing? So they would come and they would attack him with these Tshuvas HaShekeh. He means a little bit of emes HaShekeh, but very, very strong tainus. I mean, how could something, if Manashach, Paradum is good to be Mitayr Satmein, how could it be Mitayr Satahirin? In Tshuvas HaShekeh, it doesn't mean that they don't make any sense. They made a lot of sense. But the Fikoitzas Adam, what did he do? Haya Moisev Dveikus Batayra. He'd be Moisev Dveikus Batayra. Shenema Tofla LaShekeh Zaydim. When the Zaydim came around and they were Tofla Mishekeh, Ani Bechol Leiv Otsa Pikudecha. I wholeheartedly keep your kudos. The Pashup Shat Nepasik, or Apeshat Nepasik, is, despite the fact that they would attack me with the Sheker, I would still keep it wholeheartedly. The Rambam is giving you a different knetch. The Rambam is saying is because they attacked me, the Eitzah was Bechol Leiv Otsa Pikudecha. Fine. So the Rambam says he was Moisiv more dveikus. Is that supposed to be a tshuva to that? In other words, is this in some way? It's like, okay, the more somebody attacks you, the more go blind into it. I guess putting your head in the sand. Somebody's coming along and saying, you know, you're a logical person, you're a rational person, this is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem, and your answer is, okay, so I'll make believe I never heard anything. I'll just roll my eyes and shake myself and tighten my garland, say Shmaya Zolt Mo Kavana. Where's the tshuva here? We're having Manav. Either you don't think they're right, either you're not supposed to listen, but where's the tshuva being Moisev Dveikas? Umonikuda. It says Eish Tami Tugan Zveach. So one that halacha we learn from these psukim is that you're never allowed to, it's never allowed to be extinguished. It is the most constant element in the Beis HaMikdash, is that Eish. We also learn, the Gemara Yuma says, Eish Tamid Tugazech, that the Eish of the Menorah has to come from the Eish of Mizbeach. It's a little bit strange, because the Eish of the Mizbeach, it's not for us to speak about inferior kelim or to rate the kelim, but the mizbeach is bechutz. It's an azara. Mizbeach could stand itself without a beis hamikdash. A mizbeach itself, if it was manakrava, it's a mizbeach by itself. It deals with big fat animals and chalif. It's the coarsest type of avodah. The menorah is shem zay zoch. It's the most refined avoda that of the first. It has to be the kosis and it has to be zach and all the milas tovus about it. So why is the eish that's going to service the menorah come dafka from that eish of the mizbeach? That's it's an interesting horror. That dafka, it's as if for the chveis, for the keteris, we take some of the ashes off. We take the gecholim off the mizbeach achitzin to bring into the keteris also. Where avalei davahu, one would expect the opposite to be true. So let's be misbein a little bit in the Indian and understand a nekuda muk and kreches hanefesh. We walk around all day, and our sheirish of what we do are the thoughts that we have, and that we cultivate, and so on. So a person says, I have a great idea. Let's open up a business, this and this type of business. Okay, let's think it through. What does it need? How do we do it? And so on and so forth. Let's make a list. Let's speak it through with people, and I go and do it. So, everything comes from that thought that I had. I had this brilliant idea. Everything starts with some thought, some idea, and I take it from there further on. If a person does a mice without any thought whatsoever, it's berech kimat misasik. So the pool is, we do start with machshavas. Where does machshavas come from? I think the Greeks used to think an angel put them in your head or something like that. We don't feel. I don't know. I just had this idea. I don't like this person. I think there's something suspicious about him. I have a hunch, intuition, and then I flesh it out, and then I sort of work out what I ought to do with this person that I don't particularly care for, and so on. But it's not, we haven't really understood a person and his kerech zanefesh. There's another chelik that's mashpia on the machshava that is not directly connected, but it's the sheirish of it all. Lamashal, you have somebody thinking all day long, he's a bright kid, very original, and he's always coming along with brilliant ideas, bright ideas, nice ideas about a business to start, an idea how to make money. So how did you think about it? I don't know, I'm gifted, I'm a real entrepreneur type of personality, entrepreneur thought process, and I always think of very, very interesting ideas, how to make money and so on. No, down deep there's a tshuka for money, there's a tshuka for money, the chashivas that comes with it, the enjoyment that comes with it, whatever it is, that feeds, that slips into the seichel, unrecognized. It's not a process that we really have any input. And then all of a sudden the brain comes up with this idea, that idea, the other idea. You have sometimes somebody doesn't want to do something, and then he begins to feel not well in different places. This hurts, that hurts, and that. And he doesn't, you know, it's we don't have a direct connection. From the machshava to the maisa, we have a direct connection. We have a connection of a clear process where I thought about it, debated it, had hesitations, decided to do it, didn't decide to do it. I can trace it because das is shalit from the machshava onwards. The process from the rotzen of a person, from the koiches rotzen of the person, to the further on, doesn't work. Let's take an example. I come and ask somebody for tzedakah for somebody else. Come somebody and say, could you give tzedakah for Reuven? The person says he can't. Is he lying? I don't think so. He makes a cheshem. This is the amount of money that he has. This is what he can spare for tzedakah. He has a chiv here. He has a chiv there. He can't spare it. That's that. I can sometimes debate the issue halachically. Is Reuven preferable to Shimon? Shimon preferable to Reuven? That's one way to go. Or I can show the person he can free up more money. But there's another way. He gets to know Reuven. He gets tremendous empathy for Reuven. And then he begins to think differently. He begins to, it's not, all of a sudden, his muscle reason changes. No, you know, between me getting a new tchotchke and Reuven having some money, I think I'd like to have Reuven get some money and so on. What happened? It's not a conscious process, but the machshava really is oila from the ruach of a person. The machshavas that come into his head, there's a sort of osmosis of the avid a person has, and so on. A person, Lamashal, a person is in charge, I don't know, of a class, and somebody does things that objectively need to get him removed or disciplined in some way. And it's not that he's wrong with Seichel Das. You get to know him personally, it changes you, because the Rutzen creates a different das. And that's the emes of Ashechet Yaveinei Pikchim. It's not because tit for tat, you give me $1,000, and therefore I will do X for you. Even if the person is a meshuchet in ways that he doesn't understand, there's no deal over here. But automatically, my hagosha pnimis, my lev, my ruach, is going to be the bedrock from whence all these machshavas think. So also I'm thinking, you know, Betzim is a muhzik, Betzim is not a muhzik, Betzim his tine is stronger, Betzim this, Betzim that. These are thoughts that I don't trace directly. We're not talking about someone that's so crude where, you know, I sell the psak din for $1,000. I have enough on the person. And I'm objective. I thought through the whole sugya, I thought through the whole case, and I mamish meant it lamitoy. And it's true. But machshav is not the sheirish. The sheirish of a person lies in koyach haratzon. So we have an extraordinary understanding of what a person is, that those random machshavas that fall into our heads, we don't have it. Yes, I didn't do a maisa in particular to do something to it, but the machshava fell in because on a deeper layer I'm lacking in ava. So the muscle, if a person has a suffix, maybe let's take something, a silly idea. A person has a child and who's difficult, it's not easy. It's his child, I grew up with him, and it's not easy. No one says, you know what, I can maybe give him up for adoption, and maybe I'll adopt a different kid that's better. It's not something we can picture. The answer is because the Ahava is very, very powerful that the Machshava doesn't even occur to us. It's nothing like that floats up because it's not going to have where to float from. If a person has a Machshava, maybe there are issues with Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ho'ilo Ruchachem, it didn't come from no place. It came from a lack of something. Just like a person who has Ava to somebody is mishuchet and will not think unwell of him, will always think well of him. Just like you have sometimes, you have parents are pikchim gedolim oid, and on their own child, they're blind. They are blind. Ava mekalkel sashura means not that the person consciously goes and does things that are, and he's bedafka, he knows he's wrong and he's doing it. His mind never entertains anything else. So there's a sort of an asthmatic type of suffusion of the mind from the ava and the yira of a person. And when a person has machshavas that are not appropriate, then the person is lacking in that bedrock of either ava yira. Let's go back and understand the parsha here. The karbonis are a ritzui for a person's wrongdoings. Extraordinarily, most of them are for shogeg, the majority of karbonis, because they reveal a certain lack in a person's das, care, etc., etc. Each karbon has a different inyan. But the haktara in all the karbonis, the haktara, the eish of the haktara, is keneged the rishvei ava. It's keneged the passion of a person, the fire of a person, is his koyach of ava. Like the pasuk says, azu kamoves ava. It's the most powerful fire in a person is ava, and there needs to be an eish of ava that's always burning there, and the karbonis, when all is over, is going to feed that. So lamashal, let's understand. When a person does zrika for an avera, so he needs to do vidui, he needs to do a conscious process of tshuva. And that conscious process of tshuva takes care of the conscious process of doing the avera, from the machshava onwards. And even for shogeg, deciding I will do this on Shabbos, and not checking if it's asur, muta, whatever it is, that's part of the avera. But when all is done, the final piece is that the Aveda itself of the Karban is to feed the Ahava. Let's give a mashal so we understand what we're talking about. When a person sits and learns, the way he should learn, so the conscious process of it is that I am feeding my mind information and das, what's right, what's wrong, what I should do, what I shouldn't do, why I should do it, why I shouldn't do it. All these in Yanam of Torah feed the conscious mind. But the etzem pa'ul of sitting and being misyageh and Torah feeds the deeper nekudas of av in a person. And that's why David HaMelech said, when they come and attack me and they say it makes no sense. So for mishpat, there are tshuvas in the world of seichel, and b'meila, that's part of requirement is to answer it with the world of seichel. And mishpat, I'm supposed to understand the mitzvah, and it's supposed to make sense to me, and the directions to reply with that. In the world of chukim, it doesn't make any sense, and I can't answer. And answering is not the reason why I'm going to keep doing it. To come up with a weak excuse for a chayik is not going to do it because it doesn't have a makom. But imagine, so if somebody is matziah shidduch for somebody, and someone else comes along and says, you know, it doesn't make sense because of reason A, because of reason B, because of reason C. So a person is approaching a shidduch because it makes sense, and if somebody slugs it up, and I don't have what to answer him, I drop it. That's appropriate. But if a person comes along and says, you know, it doesn't make sense to keep your son, it doesn't make sense to keep your child, you know, he's good for nothing, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Those words don't mean anything. What are you talking about? That's not mimina taina. That, you know, my relationship to the closest ones to me is built on ava. And b'meila, so David HaMelech's answer to the people that were coming with tshuvas, a sheker, but tshuvas sheker means they're really, in the level of reason, they were powerful tainis, is to be moiser tveikus. Those questions should not bother me. Those questions should not at all, be shayach to the world. They should not be oila on my ruach. Karbon oila, because karbon oila is something that is a karbon that's kuloi nisraf, is the type of, it's a karbon that's most shayach to the parish of feeding that eish of ava, and the mela it's kol kuloi, so it's mechape on hirur. Because all Yehurim come from a lack of the Eish, and it's mechapa an essay, because in an essay the primary motive for not doing an essay is the lack of motivation to do it. And Avera, we have a Taiva, a Shikha, an essay means didn't care enough to do it. That's the bottom line of it usually. And Bemela, that's why the Torah didn't give it to us as a tzivui, because it's a terrible thing when I lack ava, but it's not shaykh to be mitzave. Really, you need to bring out the ava enough that a person needs to feel bad about that he didn't do it. You know, how was it that I just didn't think about saying Krishna last night, I just got lost about it, and that's it? So it's the ava itself that needs to come from the person that's part and parcel of the takana of it. And that's the inyan of why Eish Tamid took on Mizbeach, is that chelik. Let's talk about this in a oifin that I think people make a mistake. They talk about people have issues of emunah today, and they do have issues of emunah. The proposal to deal with it deals with classes about emunah and rayas about emunah and proofs to emunah and so on and so forth. Everything has a makom, not mishaylet, but it's not grabbing the problem by where it should be. If somebody has a problem in a relationship, the problem is not on the technicalities. The problem is in the rutzen, at the level of the rutzen of a person. If a person has a tshuka Fakarish Baruch Hu, and is not lacking in that, then the questions won't occur. They won't be meaningful. All the vast majority of these questions are, they either bother you or don't bother you. And just like the mashal we gave, the question hiring a worker and firing a worker is a question in the world of sichlius. Disowning chasam a child is not a world of sichlius. It's dealing a whole different world. The kesher that a person has, the kesher that will keep him through the difficult questions, has nothing to do with the answers to the question. It has to do with being moisiv dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's learning is with fire, when it has that eish tamid, the memela it stays. That's why I think the tamid of the menorah is keneged chachma. oyer is connected chachma and the zayas and the Muslim neira is all chachma, the shekain the neira is bedarim and so on. That's connected chachma. The mizbeach is connected the shofar rishvei eish shall have his car. It's connected the ava that's boyer in the life of a person. The oyer, the eish adarava, the eish of the tamid has to be used for the hadlaka of the oyer. And the reason we asked that the mizbeach is quote unquote inferior to the menorah and mitzad halachas and so on, it's the other way around. The bas and the chalovim were inferior, correct. It was more gross, more coarse. But an eish that shoylit on the basar and the chalev is the eish that's meir. It's the eish is so powerful that it even melts taiva. Then that eish is indestructible. It's not overwhelmed by the psarim chalavim. It overwhelms psarim chalavim. That eish has in itself the koyach that lights chachma. Because if the chachma is fueled, chachma can be fueled by my sense of self, by who I am. And then I'm going to have a very different perspective of the world. Chachmas umas ha'ilam were not stupid. They were very smart. Some were extraordinary. Aristotle was extraordinary. The Chachma Yisrael looked up to him in extraordinarily. His problem was that the Eish was fueled. Where did he take the Gecholim? Where did he take the Eish to light it? He took it from his Avos Atzmai. When you take the Eish from the Gecholim on the Mizbeach, that Eish is the source for the Ner Tamid to light up constantly. So it's true about Emunah and so on. It's also we're Purim now. It's something. It's the extraordinary yontiv that is not associated with Torah in a sense. It's Adelo Yada. Torah is cool about Das, and Purim is Adelo Yada. It's so different than every other yontiv, which is Laman Yedu. The important yontiv is Laman Yedu, and this is Laman Das, and this is Adelo Yada. Adelo Yada means that we have an ability to be metapel with a deeper shayrish, with the shroshim of Av and some where things come from. When a person is without Das, he sometimes gets a sense of himself, understands the koiches that are poil inside him, that are fueling the rest of it. The parashas Tzav is megalatos, that even though we think and are conscious of Das and Machshava as being the sheirish of Maisa, there's another hidden sheirish. So just like the fruit comes from the branch, comes from the trunk, comes from the roots. But the roots are totally in the general conditions of the environment. The acidity of the soil, the nutrients in the soil, the moisture in the soil, and so on. Those are, it's hard to, you don't see it, they're not connected, but it's coolly totally in that. Every single Aveda is rooted in a certain soil, and that soil is the ritzinus of a person, and a person can work on those ritzinus if a person directly learns about inyanim that ma'ir avas Hashem, thinks about it. That creates, again, it's sort of a hidden process, but it creates that process in a person. So the parashas Tzav, the yontiv of Purim, are megala to us. That in the oimek ha-nefesh of a person, what really drives everything else, including machshav, including yehurim, is the ratzon of a person, specifically the ava, the lack thereof in a person. The Torah says that the tamid in a person, all tamidim, that which is constant, comes from the eish tamid to mizbeach. The chiyuv avoda that will fuel everything positively is to build that eish of av in a person. From those gecholim, a person takes the gecholim that will the ash that will light up the ner tamid, that will be meir and naim, a person with chachma, and hirhurim and machshavas ros and all those inyanim, they dissipate when a person's ash tamid is kitikunai, and when a person's meisav dveikus and tayon hakadosh baruch hu.